A new writing collection about national parks includes pieces honoring Washington State's Olympic National Park. NWPB's Lauren Gallup spoke with the editors and some of the writers who captured the majesty of this wild place.
Moss drapes over trees in Olympic National Park like the table dressings of fairies and the blankets of sprites. The Mystic Ho Rainforest is an environment all its own.
The idea of the Ho Rainforest, of course, is so over the top, lush.
This wildness prompted Gary Miranda to pen the poem Still Life's Ho Rainforest.
In the photographs of it, you can hardly tell which sides are up. A commentary both on the nature of the place and on our compulsive need to frame things simply, correctly. The forest is right, I think, in its refusal, though forest is too familiar a word for what this place with its hanging or arching greenery, like hairy jump ropes captured at one apogee or the other, does. Or its nurse logs, which say to any comer, here, take root here.
Miranda's piece is one of nine included in Campfire Stories Volume 2 about the Olympic National Park. Editors Dave and Alyssa Q wanted to explore the contradiction of beauty and fear felt in these wild spaces with their collection. The volume is the couple's second about national parks. Here's Dave Q.
Ultimately, what we hope when a reader sits down with Campfire Stories is that they'll read, you know, the 6 to 7 short stories, poems, ballads, songs, legends, and folklore. They'll read each section and ultimately walk away with an understanding of what the essence of these places are.
When they crafted the first volume of Campfire Stories, the married duo were inspired to give something to readers they didn't have. Here's Alyssa Q.
We didn't really grow up with camping and fell in love with it as adults and found ourselves often in national parks and on various camping trips sitting around the fire at night and not really having stories to tell.
Olympic National Park is notably wild. 95% of the park is designated wilderness. It can require a certain level of experience and knowledge, something Rosette Royale didn't feel they possessed a decade ago. In 2011, Royale met a man named Bryant, who they said had incredible knowledge and experience overnighting in Olympic National Park.
And he was like, oh, you should come with me. And I just burst out laughing because I've never been backcountry camping. That's the last thing I'd want to do is go camping for more than like 15 minutes.
But Bryant continued to ask, and after 4 years, Royale decided to go.
I heard this like, bzzz, and I was so scared. I was like, and then I looked ahead of me, and there hovering in the air was this rufous hummingbird. It was about the size of an apricot, and the way the light hit it, it was like gold leaf. It was just like the most beautiful thing, but it still scared me.
From then on, Royale says they cycled through moments of fear in the wilderness, but they immersed themselves in this experience. That first journey with Bryant is documented in Royale's essay, Under the Spell of Roosevelt Elk, one of many included in Campfire Stories, Volume 2. In the forest, I'm Lauren Gallup.